Hello， 大家好，我是 Jenny， 欢迎你又一次回来收听潘吉 Jenny 告诉你。
Hello， 大家好，我是 Michael。
那我们今天的节目呢非常精彩，因为我们要分享今年在国外互联网上十大最网红的菜式。
That's right. Today we're going to be talking about the top 10 or unveiling the top 10 viral recipes from 2025 from Instagram and TikTok.
好，那在揭晓这十道菜之前呢，Michael, let's look at some commonalities.
Now, the first thing that a lot of these things have in common is they are high in carbohydrates.
Or carbo 就是碳水哈，因为高碳水的食物吃了让人很满足啊。It's very satisfying.
Exactly. So these are also filling and satisfying. Sometimes we call them comfort food in English.
好，那第二个共同点就是 I see a lot of fusion dishes, 很多融合的口味哈。
Exactly. So many of these are combining cultures that you might find in places like North America or around the world. And so we're mashing them together.
对，比如说亚洲菜，特别咱们中国菜啊 ,Top 10里面有好几道。好，那第三点非常的重要，就是他们基本上做起来都很简单。
That's right, Jenny. This show is going to be wonderful for foodies and non-foodies alike.
好，那我们现在就来揭晓今年这个菜谱的 top one, the most viral recipe on social media. 这是我的家乡菜耶 ,Michael.
That's right. The number one most popular dish here is Shanghai scallion oil noodles.
上海葱油拌面啊，好，那 so scallion 是葱，但我好像在加拿大出去这个超市买菜的时候，基本上都看说 spring onion。
Yes, that's right. And I always thought maybe chefs would use the word scallion, but maybe normal people would look for spring onion in the store.
对对对，就是讲葱的话，还是 spring onion 更常用一点。然后 scallion 是比较专业的啊，所以 Michael 说很多厨师会跟你讲 scallion。好，那为什么我的家乡菜这么 viral, 这么网红呢？
Well, of course, this is so delicious. It's very simple, it's aromatic, and a classic in Shanghai.
好，那这一道菜因为核心是葱油拌面，那关键点来了。How do we say 拌 in English?
We normally talk about it being mixed or tossed, right? So mixed together with a fork or something like that, or tossed, often referring to like salad or something.
哦，其实 toss 这个词啊 ,T-O-S-S, 我们在不同的几道菜里都会看到，因为这是 cooking, 形容烹饪的时候很常用的一个动作 ,right? 你它的意思就是充分的这样拌，然后要把它 mix 在一起。
Sounds amazing.
好，那我们接着来看看今年榜单第二名。
Number two is coming from Korea. These are gochujang butter noodles.
好，又是一道面，但我觉得这个真的很融合 ，very fusion. 你想，这个 gochujang 是韩国的辣酱，right?
That's right. A really, really common chili from Korea.
对，就是很厚的 ，it's very thick. 但是呢 ，we are fusing it with butter, 黄油。
Now, if you think about the country here, right, we might be talking about Korea, maybe Italian noodles, maybe even a little bit of India, because we always talk about like Indian, like, you know, butter chicken as well. And I also think that, you know, this is really simple for us to make, pretty delicious and full of umami.
Umami, 这个是日语。
It's exactly right. It's a Japanese word. That's right.Umami describes a kind of complex flavor that is very savory. For example, from chicken soup, you often get this experience.
它其实就是我们说的鲜，在这个日语词被引进入英语之前啊 ，really there wasn't like a perfect English word to describe this 鲜.
And sometimes we even describe it on the human tongue as the fifth flavor, right?It's the combination of things like gochujang, soy sauce, garlic, and then kind of combining that or tossing that with noodles that gives it that unique flavor.
好，那我们今天第三名网红菜呢，也是来自于韩国的。
Yeah, this one's a really funny one. It's essentially a American snack with a Korean flavor. So, Jenny, a corn dog. Have you ever had a corn dog before?
就那种游乐场 amusement park 买过，但这个不一样啊，这个是 Korean corn dog.
So we're taking a corn dog, which is essentially like a hot dog with a little bit of bread around the edge, but now we're adding a spicy, probably gochujang, right? Some spicy Korean sauce around the edge, right?
是，所以 corn dog 啊，叫这个玉米热狗。就里面就是一根热狗肠 ，It's a sausage, right? It's a wiener. 然后它外面就像 Michael 说的是那个玉米面 叫什么 batter 对吧 ？B-A-T-T-E-R.
Yeah, that's right. Batter, kind of like a cornmeal batter.
裹一层面哈，然后 deep fry 就是油炸。
Mm-hmm. So we have the cheese flavor on the inside. We have the spicy on the outside. It's a really interesting mix of flavors.
Usually they'll put like some cheese between the 热狗肠 and the batter. So after you deep fry it, 这个 cheese 就变得可以拉丝。
The cheese inside is really gooey.
G-O-O-E-Y 来形容这个拉丝爆浆的口感啊。It's very gooey.
If you really like that gooey cheese, the next one you are really going to love.The next one is cottage cheese wraps. Now, Jenny, if you've ever been on social media, you must have seen many of these cottage cheese recipes.
Cottage cheese, 这种乡村奶酪，就像 Michael 说的，这几年很网红，各种各样用乡村奶酪做的菜啊，或者这种饼啊。It's very high protein.但是它的这个脂肪是比较低的 right?
So not only is it high in protein, it's also low in fat.
好，那 Michael, cottage cheese 是 I think it's a really weird texture, 因为它不是一片也不是一块 It's actually very liquidy, 就有点像酸奶有点 even like a 粥 kind of congee consistency. 那这东西怎么做成饼呢怎么做成 wrap 呢
Yeah, you're absolutely right. That this is not actually just putting cottage cheese in the wrap, but making the wrap using cottage cheese.Stir it together with eggs and then basically turn that into a wrap and then start folding vegetables into there.
哇那这真的是高蛋白啊因为除了 cottage cheese 还有鸡蛋。
Again, I love it, right? High in protein and super healthy.
好那接着往下看 Once again, we have a noodle dish.
This is a pasta dish called lemon ricotta pasta.
这是一道很好的很 refreshing, 很爽口的菜。But the key is, 这里面不能挤很多柠檬汁 it's actually using the skin of the lemon.
So this we sometimes call the lemon zest, right? We take the skin of the lemon and we kind of shave it a little bit and we kind of sprinkle it on top of our noodles.
就是你需要有一个刨子一个 grater, right? 那然后呢就拿个柠檬就把那个外皮这样刨一刨所以它就变成很小的 like,Tiny pieces. So it will give you the flavor, 但它又不会很酸。
So one thing to know here is that the actual cream of ricotta cheese is balanced by the lemon, right? So they complement each other very well.
对，因为这道菜呢，除了有爽口的柠檬，清新的柠檬，我们还用了意大利的这个利可达 ricotta cheese. Ricotta 是一个真的我觉得比较像 cream, 是一个很奶 very creamy 的 cheese. So you've got the balance, right? 因为 sometimes, you know, too creamy 的东西吃了也很腻。So the lemon really gives you that refreshingness you need.
Exactly. Too much cream can actually kind of ruin the dish, right? So that those lemons is really important.
那我们接下来看啊，我们来到了这个 viral recipe 的 number 6. 那这一道呢，我 continuing with our Italian theme, 从 pasta move 到了 pizza.
Now, Jenny, everybody loves pizza, right? I mean, pizza's pretty fun, and we've tried many different flavors. But today, we're going to be talking about pickle pizza.
这个从来没试过，而且也没有想过。那 pickle 是一种酱菜，是腌黄瓜 right?
Yeah, the pickle almost has like an acidic flavor, or maybe a little bit of a sour or acidic flavor. So a little bit of it can actually maybe boost the flavor, but I don't want too much pickle in the pizza, right?
我觉得这可能跟刚刚那个柠檬芝士意面蛮像的。So you have some creaminess from the cheese.但是呢你就上面再加一点就像你说的 acidic, 或者英文说一种很 tangy, T-A-N-G-Y, 这种酸酸爽口的口感。
I completely agree. When you bite into pickle, like in a sandwich or something, there's that tangy flavor, and you even call it like an aftertaste, right? There's that little bit of extra flavor in there, which is really nice. You don't want too much of it, like an entire pickle, but a little bit of it on your pizza can be very delicious.
对，然后呢，这个外国的 pickle 啊，西方的 pickle 跟我们中国的酱黄瓜口味完全不一样，它主要就是acidic 酸 tangy， 它不太咸 ，so 而且有些 pickle 它是做比较甜的 ，so I think yeah 这种酸甜口味 probably pretty nice。
I think we hear a lot from Italian lovers or Italians or pizza experts. They get really weirded out when you try, you know, new dishes, but this might be worth a try. Maybe you could.
我觉得意大利人不会试啊，就意大利人不是最痛恨美国人把菠萝 pineapple 放在披萨上面。
没错 ，exactly, exactly.
Same idea. 哎，但是这道网红菜呢，就它的这个披萨的 sauce, it's not tomato, right?
We are actually using cream rather than a tomato-based sauce.
对，因为你这个酸黄瓜已经是酸了。If you use tomato, 那实在太酸了啊。好，那我们今天十道菜还剩三道。好 ，this next one, well, 我们中国朋友再熟悉不过了。
Yeah, this one's amazing to me. So it's one of the most delicious things in the world. This is egg fried rice. It's a classic.
好，蛋炒饭 ，is such an old classic dish. 为什么今年会突然很网红呢
？Yeah, well, you said it. It is such a classic dish that never goes out of style. But this year, there are a lot of egg fried rice challenges on social media because everyone has their own version of their ideal fried rice.
哦，这倒是，因为我觉得每个人啊，除了你这个 fried rice 里面，你可能放的 ingredients 不太一样，还有就是你这个工序 the steps, the process, 每个人不太一样。好，那不管你怎么做这个蛋炒饭，关键点就是你这个炒饭得有锅气，这样才香。
Yeah, exactly. We want the perfect wok hei at that time.
Wok hei 就是其实这是广东话对吧 ？Wok， 就是锅，然后 hei wok hei 啊。现在国外的那些 foodies 啊，爱就吃货也会懂这个词。好，那我们今天最后要揭晓的十大网红菜谱呢，这里来了一道甜点。
This one is called Cloud Bread 2.0, and it looks absolutely beautiful.
You are right. 这真的很梦幻啊 Cloud bake or cloud bread 2.0 云朵面包。那2.0就所以它之前有个1.0是吧？这个是一个 upgraded 升级版。Yeah, it's better. 那它其实这个 cloud， 所以它就是很松的是吗？
Yeah, if you actually see what the picture looks like, the top is very puffy, and it kind of looks like a cloud that's floating in the sky. So, very beautiful.
Puffy or, 我们说很 fluffy, 就是这种松松的感觉啊。那这个最主要就是说 你要用蛋白。所以比如说 souffle 啊，任何这种甜点里面，你看它能发起来的 ，very often, yeah, it's using egg whites.
Yeah, exactly. So we're going to whip the egg whites until it's very stiff and then fold in. So we're going to use cream cheese here and bake until it's full of air.
It looks amazing. 好，那 let's finish our list today. What is the number 9 viral dish?
Number 9 is third culture tacos. So tacos, as you know, this comes from like a Latin or Mexican root. This is a wrap with filling inside.
就是 Taco Bell 塔可钟是吧？就是一块饼，对，但是它不是卷起来的。Taco usually it's not a burrito， 对吧？那个是卷起来的，这个就是你就有点像肉夹馍，把它这样两边这样一盒叫挂包那种哈。那这个 third culture 第三文化，这里其实表达的就是 fusion， right？
Yeah, third culture is a really cool word. It basically means that your parents were born in a different country than you grew up in, right? So if your parents are Japanese and you grew up in America, you are the third culture kid. So it's kind of like the precursor to the word fusion.
所以这个 third culture tackle 呢，就说 instead of using 墨西哥的馅料、墨西哥的调味和做法，你里面可以放比如说我们中国的这个京酱肉丝 right? The Peking style, Peking sauce, shredded meat, 或者什么韩国的那种什么韩国酱的牛肉丝然后呢你把它放在这个 taco 饼里面。
Exactly. So within this category of, you know, recipes, we have many different versions, right? We have versions from Korea, from India, and of course, China.
没错，好，那 speaking of China, we started with 葱油拌面，我们今天要 finish with another Chinese dish.
So, number 10 is air fryer crispy salt and pepper tofu.
好，那 air fryer 空气炸锅 ,what a great invention 啊，我是什么东西基本上能放的都放。那我们这里呢，放的很 perfect, 因为是椒盐豆腐。So you want that perfect crispiness, 它要很脆，再加上 air fryer, 真的健康很多，因为你只需要用很少的一点油。
So again, really delicious, really crispy, and totally healthy. Sounds wonderful.
是比较低脂肪却 high protein 的选择。
Now, Jenny, do you have an air fryer at home?
Oh, 当然了，我每天都用啊。我现在，比如昨天做那个宫保鸡丁， I actually made it in the air fryer.因为我现在觉得就是用 这种炒肉丁各种东西 air fryer 做出来你很容易控制时间很容易控制火候而且 it just traps and seals all the flavors inside.
So getting some tofu, getting some salt and pepper, maybe a little garlic, and you make some delicious snack here with this tofu.
有一个 secret, 有一个 tip, 就是你这个豆腐外面呢撒点玉米粉淀粉 corn starch.
Of course, because comparing with flour, cornstarch makes it nice and crispy.
Extra crispy, 更脆。好，那我们今天的节目就分享到这里。不知道这十道菜里面呢，大家自己在家有没有做？然后你听了以后，你最想做的又是哪一道？
Yeah, for me, it was actually the flour bread, that cloud dream flour bread. It looks delicious.
所以你是比较喜欢吃甜品是吧 ?You've got a sweet tooth.
Yeah, I think so.
好那我们今天的节目就到这儿也期待大家的留言看看哪一道菜最得你的心。
Yeah, let us know which one is your favorite recipe and thank you so much for listening today.
对非常感谢大家的收听我们下次再见。